from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Most definitely, I think, you know, I was definitely trying to take advantage of each and every rep that I got today. Looking forward to getting better tomorrow.
Yeah, I found out right when I woke up this morning, you know, last night. Just looking over the plays, but this morning, our quarterback coach just texted me and said, be ready to take some reps for the ones today. But this morning, but it's good, you know, to face, you know, some short-term memory, some adversity, stuff that's, you know, not expected. We're going to face things in games that aren't expected. You know, it's about how we react to those situations and how we adjust. So,
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Soundship. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson, Callis behind the glass. And that was Justin Fields yesterday talking about how he woke up and found out that Russell Wilson was not going to be participating in the first practice of the 2024 NFL season of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get into my theory around Russell Wilson in the next segment. But Justin Fields, I mean, these are the opportunities that he is going to get. And getting this opportunity early on, I think, was a good thing for the Steelers, a good thing for Justin Fields. They are going to evaluate every single thing he does. Every single thing. And you know what? It's not in the first day of training camp. I mean, you got nerves, you got anxieties, you have emotions. You walk on the field for the first time, you're like, okay, like this is the start of the journey. And the journey is so damn long, as you all know. I mean, it goes all the way till February if you are lucky, and if you are the most prepared football team week in, week out, you get a chance to make it to February and to possibly be called a champion in the NFL. But this is the start of the journey, and this is a different Pittsburgh Steelers team. We said a little bit about it yesterday. Kenny Pickett gone. Mason Rudolph gone. Mitch Trubisky gone, new quarterback room, three new quarterbacks of the Pittsburgh Steelers, one you traded for who is an intriguing prospect, who is an intriguing player, was a top 10 pick for the Chicago Bears at the quarterback position. The Chicago Bears felt like with their position in the draft this past year that they couldn't miss on Caleb Williams. So they are willing to part ways with their former first-round pick, which is Justin Fields. The Steelers felt like Justin Fields still has something left in the tank, so they traded for him. And he got his first opportunity yesterday to do all the things we were talking about. So if you listened yesterday about what I was saying, breaking down Justin Fields and what the Steelers' plan probably and might be for Justin Fields, it started yesterday. Like, they want to figure out if this guy can take control of the offense. They want to see his leadership. They want to see if he could potentially be the quarterback of the future of the Steelers. Now, Russell Wilson, if he has a good year, he probably is going to price himself out of the Steelers. I mean, that's just it is, and you all know, like, the Steelers aren't going to spend that much money. Russell Wilson might be in the $50 million range. As you saw yesterday, I mean, it's floated out there that Dak Prescott could be a $65 million quarterback. If Russell Wilson has a better season than Dak Prescott, he's not going to get $65 million, but I bet you he gets $50. that's just too high. That's too high for a guy that's 36 years old. So what the Steelers are looking for is for Justin Fields to possibly be the guy of the future. Omar Khan has stated that there will be no extensions at any time in the near future for either quarterbacks. Probably will wait till after the season. But what the Steelers can find out about Justin Fields this year is how he does those little things. And you can find that out in preseason. You can find that out like days like yesterday in training camp. He will sporadically get his opportunities during the season, but it'll be in a gadget form. He's not going to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers this year unless Russell Wilson is injured on IR, out for the season, out for a few weeks. He will get his opportunities then. If that does happen, it's a long season. We saw what happened last year to at least 15 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So backup quarterbacks are a huge asset to teams now with quarterbacks being injured so frequently. So maybe he does get his opportunity then, but you will see Justin Fields on the field this year. It just won't be in the form of a consistent, hey, you are going to be the starting quarterback of this game, and Russ, we're just not going to go with you. That's just not going to happen. But they will be able to find out little things, and I'm sure they found out a decent amount yesterday. You go in, you have practice, and I'm sure some of you saw some of the clips of him throwing the deep ball to Van Jefferson and Dante Jackson falling down. I'm sure that Justin Fields had his ups and his downs. I mean, that's how the first day of training camp goes. But the reason why that they brought back Mike Sullivan, the quarterback coach, is for guys like Justin Fields. Is for actually Justin Fields. Because now Mike Sullivan's job is to break down Justin Fields alongside of breaking down practice, alongside of breaking down the offense. Justin Fields basically has his own personal coach. And it's a guy that has been around. He's called plays in the NFL. You guys know, some of you know Mike Sullivan's background, called plays in the NFL, has been the quarterback coach for a few years for the Pittsburgh Steelers, had an opportunity to call plays last year whenever Matt Canada got fired. He is going to be that one-on-one coach for Justin Fields to make sure that he is doing everything necessary and they can get the most out of him, as we basically were talking about in the pre-show. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So, like, Justin Fields is going to go break down practice after practice yesterday, and then he's going to, get his little break, and this is what training camp is for, and then he's probably going to meet one-on-one with Tom Arth, who is the quarterback coach. He's going to meet one-on-one with Arthur Smith, who is obviously the offensive coordinator, and then he's going to take the time to break down himself. Break down himself with Mike Sullivan. That is an awesome position to be in if you're Justin Fields, and he didn't get that before. He didn't get that in Chicago. He didn't get the proper tools to be that top-level quarterback that everybody was expecting him to be. Now for him to get these reps yesterday, it's very important. It was a very important day, and it was a very important moment, and we may see this pan out. Now, I know that you're not going to – they weren't in pads. There wasn't pass rush. It wasn't a game, but this is – whenever you get put in a position where you're kind of blindsided, it's a test. Like, he was blindsided, as you heard in that quote there that we just played. But you need to be prepared to be blindsided, especially in the NFL. You should always be prepared for your opportunity, for somebody to get hurt, next man up type deal. And I have an interesting theory around it that we'll talk about next, because this was a test for Justin Fields. Are you ready? Now, we could have called upon you. This could have happened 2 weeks from now, and you would have been, had your feet wet. You would have, dipped your toes in the water, and you'd have been somewhat more comfortable to be able to do things like this if you already have a week underneath your belt of training camp and practice. But no, you get a knock on your door, or you get a text from Arthur Smith as soon as you wake up, probably like 6 a.m. right now, yesterday. It says, come down to my room, or come down to the office where we're watching film. We need to have a talk. And you're Justin Fields, and Arthur Smith's like, you're going to be starting today. So now your whole mindset changes, and that's a test. Can you handle those situations? Can you handle being thrown in the fire when we need you? Everything is a test for a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys, outside of T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, you know, some of the other veterans, Minkah Fitzpatrick, everything is a test because you want to be prepared for every single moment whenever things happen during the season. And you don't want to have to, you want to be able to rely on these guys and you want to be able to rely on Justin Fields. So I love that this is the situation at hand. And that's what happened yesterday. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, there is a lot of chatter around the quarterback position of the Steelers. Are there going to be reps that are going to be split? Is Russell Wilson really in pole position? I mean, these are what the talking heads are talking about on the national shows. This might be Justin Fields' job. This might be Justin Fields' time to go show that he could be the starting quarterback of the Steelers. There's still a lot of chatter around the Steelers' quarterback position. So for it to play out like this on the first day, I think it's fantastic. And I don't know if it played out the way that I think people think that it played out. That's where I kind of chuckle. That's where it is funny to me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.